Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
You like that?
You like that?
It was clever.
You like that?
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
Bears reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
How do they feel about Tyreek Stevenson?
I think the number one feeling that they have about Tyreek Stevenson is, man, this guy is talented and he is an asset. And that trumps everything else for them.
Same question, but Braxton Jones.
We love him unless we could love somebody else more.
Boy, I've been in that relationship. That's no fun.
Exactly.
It's no fun, yep. Man.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's official. Kyler Gordon has been extended by your Chicago Bears. He's spoken with the media. Guff, what was that note that Mark Potash had about the signing of Kyler Gordon?
It'll definitely tell you how we got here the last 20 plus years as Chicago Bears fans and people who cover them. Ryan Poles is the first Bears GM / VP of player personnel to sign his initial draft pick since Dave Wannstedt and Rod Graves drafted Curtis Conway in 1993. The last actual GM to do it, Jim Finks in 1975 with Walter Payton.
That is amazing. And now Jason Leisure joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kyler Gordon got his money. I feel like it's well-deserved, and it seems like it's a contract that isn't prohibitive to doing other things.
Yeah, it's reasonable, but I mean, when you say well-deserved, I agree with you. But then my follow-up is, why? Are you able to put it into words, or is it just this thing that you know it when you see it with him?
Yes, I think both. One, I know it when I see it. And two, I think that he is so valuable because where else can you find a nickel that can set the edge in run defense? That's one of the ways that I would explain it.
I think he's phenomenal. I guess more I meant, could you put the stats on it? And that's harder to do.
No, you're right. But that's why I'm saying, like, the case for Kyler Gordon isn't about statistics yet. I think this year under Dennis Allen, there is going to be the opportunity for him to get some of those stats. I just know that when I'm watching him, I'm watching an athletic freak who is not afraid to play tough. And having more of those guys on your team, I think, is good.
I totally agree. And he has been absolute jackpot for the Bears. Away from the game, also just a phenomenal person. There are so many times where I've interacted with him or where I've seen him interacting with kids or with someone else when he wouldn't think anybody was watching. And Kyler Gordon is just a very kind person. And you like to see people like that rewarded. I think it's hard to find non-pass rushers on defense that are super fun to watch. And he is really, really fun to watch because of his athleticism. His position coach last year, David Overstreet, was explaining it to me, that, you know, how that you can't, it is very difficult to quantify what Kyler Gordon does. But if you know what's being asked of him and you know what's being asked of the other players, you see a guy who is athletic enough to cover for his own mistakes, which are rare, and a guy who has the athleticism to cover for the mistakes of people around him. There are mistakes that we never see happen by other players because Kyler Gordon saw it coming and stepped in.
See, and that's why you ask how can you measure it in stats, and we don't. But he was inactive for that Washington game, and you just made a great point about he covers for others' mistakes because others is open-ended to coaching as well. And yeah. I don't know if the Hail Mary happens or not. We can't sit here and redo history. But if Kyler Gordon's on the field and if he's that type of guy where he's like, no, dude, you should be playing up to not allow this 13-yard out to be completed before a Hail Mary can even be attempted, then maybe that's how he shows up in the stat line.
He also is a phenomenal blitzer for his position. Mm-hmm. And if you think back to 2022, which is hard to do for Bears fans and hard to do for me because it's all just kind of one gray smear of a season. But Kyler Gordon was playing on the outside a lot that season because of injuries, and he can do that very well. And that is not true of every slot corner.
No, it's not. And seeing him get rewarded and hearing that history is mind-boggling for sure. The other news this week with the Bears has been the Esquire piece that Caleb Williams was a part of. And we're actually going to talk to the author of that piece later on in the show, Brian O'Keefe. Obviously, Caleb is a guy that he can drift into some of those places. He likes fashion. He looks good. You know, like those clothes look good. He doesn't look out of place being in a photo shoot for Esquire. I thought that there was enough telling stuff in there where we got more insight than maybe even you guys get with him. And Caleb's a fairly honest guy with you guys, but it was nice to, in my opinion, to see him talk about how bad things got and how he was trying to deal with it.
Yeah, and I think you need to be discerning when you listen to him talk about how bad things got, because I have yet to hear Caleb Williams throw anyone under the bus. And I will do it for him and say he had completely incompetent coaching and a totally unreliable offensive line. But you don't hear that from him. And when he talks about how bad it was to endure, he always talks about it from the standpoint of, that was a really challenging experience. Not all of these other people sabotaged my rookie season, and I should have been I would have been better if not for this. It has always been about what a difficult experience it is, his absolute resolute optimism that will make him better, and a sharp analysis of his own contributions to that, of his own struggles. And I respect that a lot about him.
Yeah, and you guys might both disagree with me here, but I'm fine with that because I have longed for a quarterback in this town, period, obviously, but one that's also that people want to put on the cover of Esquire magazine, that people want to, Topps Cards wants to have Tom Brady call on FaceTime
that
to
was
say,
crazy.
You got his card, and is it going to be worth it this year? Is it going to be worth more this year? I have longed for that, and I really believe it matters. I do. At the end of the day, on-the-field performance is really winning games and having the numbers in the fourth quarter when you're down by three, driving down a win in that game, which we saw Caleb put this team in position to many times, including the game against Green Bay, including the game against Washington, to be that dude. I think the sky's the limit with this kid, especially now more than ever. He's got to go out and do it. But to be wanted, to be requested, to do deep dives on, I think that matters, that the Bears might have a guy that the rest of the country also could be invested in or cares about. There's a long, this could go down a long rabbit hole, but we have never seen a Bears quarterback on commercials. We have never seen a Bears quarterback on billboards. I'm talking in 40 years. Mm-hmm. We have not seen Somebody seek out the Bears quarterback to be the guy that's the face of a franchise. And now we do. I'm so sick of hearing about 85. I love the team just as much as anybody. I'm so sick of hearing about Windy City and linebacker play. Enough. I think it matters that a Bears quarterback is on the cover of Esquire magazine. Call me crazy.
He's phenomenally interesting. And he is very open. And it's part of what makes him so likable in their building and what made him likable to his teammates right away. And if you think about the image that he came in with that was not really a product of his own making, you could see where there might have been some friction, and there was not, because this guy is a phenomenal people person. I sat down with him in August, I want to say, and we did not have much of a working relationship at the time. And he was so engaged on the topic of how he learned to talk to people, what he learned from watching his dad hold business calls or hold business meetings while Caleb sat in the back of the room playing games on his dad's BlackBerry, how observant he was about the way his dad talked to people and how he incorporated that into the way he talks to people. And I love that he has all of these other interests. He has them in a way that does not make me question his seriousness about his day job, about his primary full-time job. And he has to win on the field for everybody to feel that way about him, which is unfair, because whether he makes it or not, I think that he's an incredibly hard worker and a very serious worker. But so was Justin Fields and so was Mitch Trubisky. But like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade were basketball stars that had all of these other interests, and nobody ever raised those things as red flags. Maybe they're not that serious about basketball. Caleb Williams has the talent and the breadth of personality to be one of those types of stars and really transcend Sundays, transcend just the people that watch football.
It's an interesting point that you bring up, Gov, and I'm glad that Jason amplified it. And I just wrote down, the Bears have a cool quarterback.
Yep.
Let's talk about his week. He was in Esquire, full photo shoot in Esquire. Then he goes to Coachella. Then he goes to the fire match with Messi. Like that,
and teammates.
Right. Like, and bringing teammates along with him. The fact that, and it might get worse, like if things don't go well, maybe we'll see less of Caleb.
Sure.
But one of the cool things about Caleb has been he has embraced being of Chicago. Like, you see him out. And that I think is a good thing, that he is willing to be in the public. Like, he's used to it in a way that I think other people bristle at the idea of being in the public and being him.
He would say, leading up to the draft, that he was prepared for that part of this job. And I wasn't sure about that. And then you've seen him since he got the job, since they introduced him at Hallis Hall a year ago, that he's been very capable. When has Caleb Williams said something regrettable? He has been in a very difficult situation. He has been incredibly well-spoken and comfortable and been the guy that, if you're the Bears, you want that guy out there as the voice of your franchise, even when things are going bad. I think he's been totally ready for this and embraced it. And when you say, Lawrence, when you mentioned that he has so embraced being part of Chicago, you saw that on draft night. When he did that bear claw symbol with his hand, that was kind of his way of saying, hey, I'm one of you now. I'm part of it now. We're that was, to him, he kind of likened it to like a Roll Tide, like something that college fans would say to each other as a way of greeting and a way of membership, kind of.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, God, it was so simple. No one thought about it for all these years. And the other thing, the last thing I'll say on Caleb before my question is just maybe that was the missing link all these years of evaluating quarterbacks. It's like, oh, this guy's got the talent to play the position. Maybe not in Chicago, though. Maybe not in Chicago. Maybe
Kenny Williams idea of Chicago tough matters.
Like, Mitch Trubisky can play the position, but he doesn't have the other stuff. He doesn't have the, he drives a Ford Tempo or whatever the hell, a Honda Accord. Civic. God. Anyway, moving on to, speaking of the quarterback room.
Caleb walked in day one wearing a $75,000 watch.
Amen. Yes.
He knows the spotlight. He's good with it.
Yes, and it's been there for the taking since Jim McMahon, so I'm glad he's taking it. Now let's see what happens on the field. So with
that's
the
like five Honda Civics.
With Case Keenum being on board, is this a three quarterback room going forward? There's no way the Tyson Bagent doesn't make this team. Right?
I mean, it's a three quarterback room, yeah, in the sense that there's going to be all three on the roster.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I think it's basically a two quarterback room. It's going to be Caleb with Tyson Bagent as the backup. And
got it.
Case Keenum would only play in the rarest of occasions. If Case Keenum is playing, something has either gone horribly wrong or horribly right for the Bears in that game. But I think that they will tell you something else. They will say publicly that Tyson Bagent and Case Keenum are going to compete, but their belief in Tyson Bagent is so high. I wonder if at some point he would have to play a little more for this to happen, but I wonder if at some point they will be able to trade him for a significant asset.
I was wondering about
the Patriots did with Jimmy G.
I was wondering about this year. Because there are so many teams that are quarterback desperate. If the Bears can trade Tyson Bagent, let's say it's a fourth. Let's say if someone offers them a fourth for Tyson Bagent, isn't it worth exploring if you're the Bears? Because for that guy to be here and think that he is a competent enough NFL quarterback that in a place where he could theoretically be the starter and compete to be the starter, isn't it worth it for the Bears to go?
Hell yes. Yes. This is the same group. Like, we've had fans in this town, okay? And if you're one of them, I'm sorry I'm calling you out here, but it's worthy of calling out, that have been worried about losing an offensive coordinator when the Bears are good, or if the Bears are good. When's the last call to Lake Forest to steal a coordinator? And by the way, that's a good thing. If you have a great program, people are plucking from your tree, that's a great problem to have. And it goes with the quarterback room. If Tyson Bagent can get you a fourth round pick at some point because other teams see true value in this guy being a starter somewhere, and you can get a starter on your team for Tyson Bagent, who you found undrafted in the second round,
right?
That's a true,
it's a major win,
major plus.
I disagree a little bit. I don't know what a fourth round pick does for you. I think once you get into the third round of the draft, it's really hit and miss from there. I would want to trade Tyson Bagent if I could get a second round pick.
Okay.
And that means somebody else is seeing him as a starter.
Yep.
And I don't know how somebody else will see him as a starter. I think that the opinion is probably fairly high on him around the league, but I don't think anyone's looking at him as a starter unless he gets some game action where he plays like a starter. And that is what happened with Jimmy G in New England, where he played those first four games when Brady was suspended, and everyone saw, okay, well, this is a legitimate NFL starter that's worth trading a second round pick for. If you can't get something as valuable as a second round pick, Tyson Bagent is valuable in the sense of he's a quarterback that you trust case Caleb gets hurt. And he's so affordable.
Yeah, but the reason that I say fourth is he's not playing. So we do have the tape from...
Yeah, that'd be... So like right now, it'd be a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do that.
And to me, I would do it because that fourth round pick might end up... Maybe that fourth round pick is a gunner on special teams, but he's still playing more than what Tyson... You don't even want Tyson Bagent to play because the idea would be you want Caleb Williams to be a star, and if Tyson Bagent is playing, then Caleb got hurt, and you're probably looking for something else anyway. So to me, any actual player that's going to play on your team is more valuable than a backup that you hope doesn't.
Mm.
Well, but let's say, hypothetically, and knock on wood, you know, that this doesn't happen, but let's say Caleb rolls an ankle and misses five games. The Bears would not feel like they're just going to be out of luck those games. They would play Bagent thinking, okay, there's a chance to go 2-2 or 3-2 during his absence and stay afloat in whatever they're competing for at the time. And every quarterback practically miss his time. It was really surprising last year to see Caleb, for all the hits that he took,
not missing,
make it through the whole season.
Yeah. That's why you got Case Keenum, though. That's why he's here. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's here to help you with the dry erase board. But
if you trade Bajent and then Caleb Williams misses four games somewhere along the line, I'm not feeling good about my chances.
Yeah, but
I mean, we already saw Bajent go 2-2 in his one stint. And that was under an incompetent staff.
That's true.
So
that's true.
To the point, I could see. I just went through and pulled up fourth round picks, and there hasn't been many under polls because of trades, etc. But you know, Roschon Johnson, Tyler Scott, those are fourth round picks. Now I'm going, damn! I give me Tyson Bajent
over those two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you came back around.
I did. I came back. I like the. There's some real. Look at that. That's why we have you on to talk us back.
I think that starts in the third round.
It does.
Because I keep saying, hey, the Bears have a good chance in this draft because they have three picks in the first two rounds. They have three of the top 41. And the Bears will come out here and say, I'm sure next week, either Ian Cunningham or Ryan Poles or both will come out here and say, hey, we feel pretty good. We have four picks in the top 72. No. Those third round picks are so hit and miss. That's why I don't count it as this big draft error by Ryan Poles that he drafted Velus Jones in the third round and that Karan Amagaji is a long-term developmental play from the third round. When you're in the first round, you hope you're drafting Pro Bowl, All-Pro, Hall of Fame type guys that are going to play for you for 10 years or more. In the second round, you hope you're getting above-average starters who could maybe be Pro Bowl starters for you. After that, you don't know.
Third-rounders should be roster people.
Like, you hope they make the team.
You hope
they're consistent guys for 3 or 4 years.
I'm looking. The list is something.
Jason, as always, man, we appreciate you.
Yep.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'm going to listen later. I want to hear that interview with the Esquire writer.
Well, thank you. We're going to have a lot of fun with Brian O'Keefe. That is coming up at 5:25. We need to take a break back after this on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.